after the father and the mother.
And grandpa and grandma.
And grandpa and grandma were the only people around to teach them. Mm-hmm. There was no teachers. And when did they consider a person grown up enough to be on his own? How old do you think? When he could go out and hunt, or to do things on his own? Like the tribe? Like here? Okay. Someone who was good with their hands.
Maybe some of the Namakkuks used to heal. I know there was an old woman that had a scar that big on her back.
Mm-hmm.
She used to live right by Argentine Nervic, and they said she was shot. But she was healed. Her scar was that big.
What, on her back?
On her back.
Right, what was it?
They said she was shot.
Shot?
And a medicine man healed her.
Shaman?
I guess so.
What they call those? Ilisilaks, Ilisilaks?
One of those just healed. Grandma, she was Grandma's Uma.
Mm-hmm.
She used to have a tent right close to our place.
Mm-hmm. So they used those too.
Uh-huh.
Like
for the worst ones, probably.
Do we have other pups now?
Good. Probably in game. Maybe.
We can't see them now. Anyway. Not like that.
They'll be around. They start to look like an old beast.
You scared, God. You were too scared. That type of thing. I don't know. They must have had one doctor in each camp or maybe.
Started again. And on those type of Angatkuks that used to go to the moon, and even one bring back a piece of the moon rock. That was Chester Civics, one of his ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
can get near one real bright. Sometimes two in the village. They can get near it when they have one little bright thing. We can get near to that too. They talk when they go back. I don't know, but I'm real bright and we can get near. We can destroy them. And try and try if they can.
So the Zengan cooks were afraid of the people who are Christians, maybe, huh? That have light. They can't go near them.
Far south moon. They can go near.
Okay, we were talking about health care. We know some were treated by people who were good with their hands, and maybe they were some kind of doctors like we have today. Some were treated by Angat Koks. And did they have any that were mentally insane or retarded? Have you ever heard of them, or is there any recollection, any record of it? Mentally retarded or insane people?
Never heard of
any.
But they used to tell stories about Tina. I don't know how far back that Tina.
Was that a person or what?
It must be crazy. Insane. I always sounded like mentally retarded, or the story say that.
Maybe I could ask Guilford if he knew about tonight's. Yeah. What kinds of illnesses did they have, and how did they care for them? When they died, did they have burial ceremonies? Okay, what kind of sicknesses did they have? Today Margaret was saying they didn't used to have bad colds long ago till they went to Siberia. Mm-hmm. The Inupiaqs long ago, they never catch colds.
They called up on the doctor after this boat come back from
So they probably catch it from over there.
Some kind of virus.
Some kind of virus, yeah. They picked up a bug. Bad colds. Any kind of other illnesses you can think of, sickness?
You just break down dead body, old skin, and bring
it up. Wrapped it up in old skin?
Yeah. And they help with the passion. And they have three wooden coming in the paper.
And they just put these, this laid them on top of the ground, huh, and just covered them with those things.
Yeah, on top.
Yeah. Did they have burial ceremonies, or did they just bury them like that? Oh. So they didn't, they just went to bury them.
Not by the door, too, through the window, through the roof, take the window off and the lock. And
oh, on the window on top. Mm-hmm. They didn't use the door. Why?
I don't know.
Maybe they have to go down and then up. Some of them maybe. Crooked doorways.
Down.
Uh-huh. And down and up.
Okay. Maybe they had some kind of through the window in the room like this. Because they've got a hole right here. And they've got a little tunnel. And they've got to go up again.
Maybe that was easier to lift them up.
Probably was easier. Mm-hmm. If it, you know, either that or they had a taboo about,
yeah.
About,
Maybe
could be.
If that's where they used to under stove from the, they made the holes.
Mm-hmm.
This was easy.
We don't know, you know, we weren't there.
I know. Never heard of some Indian.
Okay, celebrations. They dance in Deering? No Eskimo dance. How about, did they have karigis?
There was one end up here, and my group, like that big, down here. Big logs. Big logs, and they dig it up one time. How many years ago?
Wow.
Big logs still there. Still the logs are still there.
Uh-huh. So there is one end of the village.
Even tell stories, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe when they catch lots of food too, maybe they used to get together and eat together, maybe.
Mm-hmm. That's where they correct them boys and girls.
Uh-huh.
And get together anywhere else. They tell them how to get there and how to make home.
Uh-huh. So they teach their children how to do
boys.
Things. And boys, the men, the boys.
Mm-hmm. How to live.
Uh-huh.
And when one boy don't want to listen to music, you have a hard time.
Uh-huh.
You go hunting. Papa is a story.
Okay, they discipline them, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's in words. No. They discipline. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, or origin of Inupiat. Whenever we study about people in school, they always teach us that our Inupiat came over the land bridge from Siberia. Do we have any stories that substantiate that story, or where do our ancestors say we came from? Okay, have you heard of your parents or from someone say where we came from? Where did they in fact come from? Were we always here? Or did we come over from Siberia, like they say?
Everything they put in this poor boy staying perfect. No parents, no grandma, nothing. And he go ask them both that get ready. I get in and you person getting scared. And that the boat owner said, we have no room. That's all right for me. Next one again, he said, can I go in your boat? The owner said, we have no room. And smaller than these two boats, a little bit smaller boat, they get ready to. He asked that the owner, man, can I go in? Yeah, take your little bedding, that's all. If you have a little katya in, he said, take our katya and we hop in. And they get flipped. They float around. Big waves. And this captain always, when you're going to sleep a little bit, he always go up, look in the clouds or somewhere. They watch us and I'm going to sleep a little bit. And only that boat saved them to tip over.
The big boat?
The two boats. Big boats. When they never rowed, they just pulled around.
Mm-hmm.
And finally it started. How many days? Maybe we don't know what. They always see. And finally, when it's not much wind on them, the waves get smaller, they sleep. And then they, when it gets low, they see the hills, top of the hill. She set to in the air again. Don't put us where somewhere close to whales. Go in the air. And they, between Sismarok and whales, somewhere in the land there, and for low tide. They unload and go to the sea, ocean.
That was just a story?
True story.
That makes me think maybe there was people up here too in Noah's time. Because it doesn't say, it only gives an account of down there somewhere. Mm-hmm. Mount Ararat is where that ark rested. And it doesn't say if there was people any other places.
But that was recorded on the other side of the world, that
they didn't
know anybody else on this side of the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, it makes us, you know, think.
Uh-huh.
It makes you think,
so
where did
they were here. The Eskimos were, were here. And where the word Inupiaq come from, the real people.
We have to be to survive all this cold weather.
Yeah.
We can't be made of plastic.
That's the first story I hear about Margaret. I should write it down.
Yeah, me too. I hope I got it on the tape. They have no love, but that one man did.
His grandma and them used to say long ago, before they got the word of God, they used to look up. They used to holler look when they really needed help long ago.
Uh-huh.
So they had a sense of the Creator.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there was people who didn't practice like the witchcraft, you know, the Angatkok thing. There were some people who, like you say, your mother, they look up to the sky and they would talk, you know, like to their Creator.
Uh-huh.
They knew there was somebody. And they didn't take part in any witchcraft or anything. And so they had to have, you know, they had to have light in their heart.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody was Angatkok. Not everybody was. There were some good people,
mm-hmm.
spiritual people that won't take part in it.
Mm-hmm. Some monks out there, they try to be rare. They said this Angat Kuwar the boat blow away two old folks, don't know them. So, rope picked off from me on the great south wind. And couple, wounded daughter married. And they hunt that boy, everything. They got everything, fish, herrings, and poppy skins, berries, and they were going home to Wales. South wind up, rough, windy, deep glory, then the boy want to swim in that water column, and the couple just stay back there. And they go and work. The boat got cold, and the wife saw him boat now. And they put through forks, some of the forks, make the boat lighter. Oh no. When they get the big wave, they just like take it good. Big wave. And just lie down. You never sleep. Good. And finally, I don't know how many days they stay down and start to calm. They start to see ground nothing. They want to roll. And his wife see a little stick just like way over there, something finally getting big. And he said, what is that? And that was boat. Some kind of boat. They can look at them, not know. Can you call them? They could see him. And those were a couple, old folks, float around. They painting on them and take it to them. They put them up. And then they give them food, you know, steaming. They can't eat them.
Was that another true story?
Yeah, that true story. That was before my grandma born. And the mama took them two couples, that brother, son-in-law, make them mama pay him. They always call that they call him, why he want to come in and to war. And he always said, them old folks, I always see him by that club, they row coming home. He said, they never see him. They will be coming home. They think they're big, no, small. They see them roll, and them, they give them bed, down somewhere. They can't sleep in bed. When one of them move around, they look at them, and they go to their sleeping bag for them. For betting me. They can't sleep in that bed. Too much move.
Too soft?
Yeah, soft.
Mattress?
They sleep on the floor. They sleep there, let them sleep. And they each go from their poke. Damn bears and something black meat. They go home and say, I don't want to borrow a horse through all it.
This is April 6, 1983, Deering, Alaska, talking with Guilford Barr. So they lived, the Eskimos lived around this area before the white people ever came. They lived back there 2 miles.
2 miles
back there.
Even at the end of the airport.
And at the end of the airport.
Places, old dwellings where the wheels even go inside.
Uh-huh.
And there's some around Kubrick area, several places. You know where they've been, make houses, live there. I don't know how long they live.
That's down there, Kubrick, huh?
Yeah, Martha Kubrick, and on maybe mile this side, inside maybe 3 miles. Called Tomcat Point, and even over maybe mile east of Matkul. So there's all kinds of places where those Eskimos have been living around here. Down here they used to have seal nets, do I remember, in the hall.
That is that from seal rope?
Yeah, seal rope.
Seal rope nets. For seals.
Yeah, seals.